Episode 201, Exponential Living, The Secret Ingredient.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beauties. How are you doing? I pray your week and weekend has been spectacular. And now it is time for a brand new start. Yes, are you excited? You've got to be excited. Come on, jump up and down if you're not excited. Get that heart rate pumping. Get that blood moving. And if you're running, run harder. Okay, if you're walking, walk faster. It is an awesome day. Make this day the best day ever. As if you're not going to have another moment, all right? Live each moment. Be present where you are. Oh, I'm excited you're here. Thank you for joining. Thank you. If you are brand new, welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Now, a lot of people would say, well, this isn't really family. Oh, no, here it is family. We're not even a community. We are family. That's how I treat it. And it means a lot to me because your time, when you listen, is precious and you can never get that back. So that means a ton to me. So I don't take it lightly. So thank you very much. So, and be sure, if you haven't already, be sure to go and subscribe. And if you're there too, leave a ratings and review. I would love to hear your comments. Okay, what you're thinking about this. Also, with the algorithms and all the craziness behind the scenes, it helps get this podcast out to more people. And so that really does help me. So thank you. All right, we have got a huge, huge day. Today. We do. And we gotta get right on in there. So if you need to chat with me personally, you know where to find me at createyournow.com. Okay. You can find me there. You can also find me anywhere else. You know where you can. So come on in. Okay. Here we go. Exponential living, the secret ingredient. Don't you always want to know the secret ingredient? The one thing that makes it extra special, you know, you talk about a recipe and it's my grandma's recipe and she has a secret ingredient. I can't tell you about it. It's so important, right? You want to know. You want the inside scoop. I'm telling you, I've got the inside scoop for you today for exponential living. You know, exponential living, think of it as truly taking your life to the next level. Okay, you might be just walking and kind of what I call just strolling through, passing by. If that's the life that you want, then great. Then you need to keep doing what you're doing. But if you're like, gosh, I just have this itch for so much more. I'm drawn to wanting to do more for others. I know I have a purpose. That's exponential living. You want to serve others. You want to be your best selfie. That's where exponential living comes in. Because when you're doing that, what happens? You're personally growing. Yes, you are. And then the people around you, they take note and they're like, ooh, what's different here? I know something's up. Man, she's got a glow about her. It's amazing. Okay, so exponential living, the secret ingredient. That's what we're talking about. You know, you're familiar with the phrases, I'm stuck, or I just don't have any direction right now, or I get started, but then life happens, or I am so busy. My schedule, I look at my calendar, I just don't know. Oh, I had this done, and life happens. How many times do you hear that in your week? How many times do you say that out loud or to yourself? How many times do you say that even to your children, to your husband, to your partner? How many times do you say, I'll be there, just wait a minute, and it's like 35, 40 minutes later and sometimes a day later, and they're saying like, Mom, I asked you that a long time ago. I told you I needed 2 dozen worth of cookies, and you weren't listening. You told me you would take care of it. Those distractions in life are real. They're really real. The thing is, as I look in my life specifically, okay, because I can't be the microscope in your life right now, okay? If you want me to be there, I would love to be there. But right now, I can't. I can only use me as the microscope in my life. So in looking at my life, I know that these types of phrases, the things that I say, the things that I think about, become my excuses. It's an excuse. It's a way to basically speak why there is no action or movement in my life, except I'm doing the do. And that doesn't sound really good, does it? Oh, how's it going? Oh, I'm just doing the same thing. Does that sound great? Oh, no, no. It sounds so much better going, I am so busy. Can you believe we've got to go here? And then next we've got to go here. And Shelly's got to go here. And then David's got to go run to his baseball game. And the next thing you know, we've got church. Plus I've got the community service project. And finally, I've got to get home and cook dinner. Maybe by 11 o'clock at night, we'll be home. How many of you all run your life that way? How many of you run your life in like, you know, on these replays, you can speed me up. If you speed me up, you might lose me. Some people say, I speak so fast. But if you could speed yourself up, that's what you do. I'm so busy. These sayings, these phrases that we have become ingrained in us. They become a part of us. And what happens is we believe them. We fall into the excuse trap and it takes a hold of us. And so when I look at my life specifically and I hear myself, I catch myself saying these, I do. I'm like, that is, number one, that's rude. That's really rude. I need to tell, and I have told my children, sweetheart, I am busy. Let me finish this project. But if I do not come and take care of this for you, you need to remind me. You know what? That took a lot more words than just saying, I'll be there in 5, right? Or give me a minute, I'll be right there. And then 2 hours pass and you never made it there. What are you doing with your time? What are you saying? Are they excuses that are truly just adding up to why you are not exponentially living? Because ultimately, I think we all desire that. I think we want to live a life of bliss. We want to live a life of purpose. We want to live a life knowing that we have made a difference. We are impacting, right? We're women of impact. That's what we are. You are women of impact. But when we use these phrases and these phrases come up, it's just an easy way. And some people kind of would call it, oh, it's just brushing you off. I know for me, sometimes I get so many messages in my Facebook. People message me and I open them. And what happens? I forget to come back and answer them. I read them, but then I forget to come back. And I don't mean to do it on purpose, but Facebook shows that I opened it. And if I don't respond within 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, she just kind of brushed me off or kicked me under the carpet. And I truly honestly didn't mean to. But sometimes, yeah, life does happen. You see, the crazy thing is that's Facebook. The question is, what are you doing in your real life? How are you really living? Is it exponential living? I really have questioned myself on that. And today, actually, I jumped. I jumped to make living my life exponential. And I'm going to tell you a little story about that here in just a minute. I got to leave you hanging, right? Got to leave you hanging. Okay, so first off, though, I need to ask you this question. We all have the same amount of time in the day, right? We have 24 hours. I don't care if you're in Japan. I don't care if you're in Sri Lanka. I don't care if you're in Germany, if you're in Iceland, if you're in China, Australia, or the United States of America, or Canada. Guess what? We have 24 hours in the day. How are you using those? What do you set as your priorities with your time? Time is so precious. You can't get it back. That second just a minute ago, yeah, that did not make sense, did it? That second just a second ago is gone. I can't go back and rewind. Oh, I got it back. That second just a second ago, I can't get it back. Deja vu. No, I did not put a repeat. I just repeated it for you. We can't go back in time. But that's where we lose things. And when you're dealing with real life, real relationships, real living, and you want real results, you desire that exponential living, you want to have that purpose and live it out, what can you do? Well, you know what you can do. You know what, right? Do you want to know? Do you really want to know the secret ingredient? I got it for you. It's one word. Truly, it's one word. It's courage. You're like, what does this have to do with exponential living? It's courage. You see, we take all of these phrases, what I call excuses, the things we tell our children, the things we tell our friends, the things we tell our loved ones, the things we tell our husband, okay? We use those as excuses, as a way of saying, oh, well, I just haven't gotten there. Maybe I feel a little uncomfortable. I'm not really sure I want to put myself on all that. I don't think I want to be committed, but I kind of do. I'm kind of interested, but I'm kind of fearful. My schedule's really full, but I really don't know what my priorities are. That's just all in all saying I am messed up. Life is messy. I am messy. You are messy, and that's okay. But if you want exponential living, it's going to take courage. Courage, I tell you. It takes courage. It's the secret ingredient. What is courage? Courage is pushing through. Courage is going beyond those phrases, those excuses that continue to haunt your vocabulary. Think of these phrases as trigger words, okay? These phrases that you use that you're very quick to answer. Oh, how was your day? Oh, it was so busy. Go on and on and on and on and on. What if you really stopped to think what happened in your day? What really did happen? What relationships were formed? What project did you accomplish? Where did you see yourself going that day? Whose life did you touch? How were you impacted that day? Who changed you and how you were looking at things? Oh, man, that's exponential living. That's when you begin to kind of freeze your life and you're not in hyperdrive all the time. You know that Star Trek where it's like, you know, I can't even think of it. It's totally left my mind, but you know what I'm talking about. If you know Star Trek, right? Where they talk about going into full speed ahead. Yes. Okay. I can't remember the phrase, but you know what I'm talking about. All right. That's what it is. We're always in hyperdrive. We don't need to be on hyperdrive. We need to be able to pull back. We need to be able to digest and absolutely absorb what's happening in our life. Be able to respond to the ones that God has brought us into our lives with. Instead of using these phrases that become triggers that absolutely positively hold you back from living exponentially. And I know that's not what you want. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want that. You want more from life. You desire exponential living. And that secret ingredient is courage. You do courage by what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. I do come back to that a lot, don't I? I heard you say that. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. That's what you need to do. That's what courage is. Courage is pushing through the unknown. Courage is knowing that there are obstacles on the other side, seeing that brick wall, but you find a way to either blast through it, go around it, or go above it. Maybe even hover if you need to. You find a way to overcome. You're an overcomer. You are. And that courage comes from that. Take aim. My story is this. I mentioned to you in the big episode of 200, if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it, okay? But I mentioned to you about Periscope, brand new application out there. Okay, not brand new. It's been around, I believe, since March 27th. I only know this because my wonderful good friend Amy told me that date when I was on one of her scopes, so I made mental note of it. So thank you, Amy, for that. But Periscope has been around since March 27th. It is attached to Twitter. If you've never heard of it, now you understand briefly what it is. It is live video streaming. They take your videos and you can have them replayed for 24 hours. People can go back and see them. I'm there now. Yes, you can find me. That means you can interact with me. And by the way, this courage, yes, exponential living happened today for me. I went and did my first scope. You got to check it out. If you're listening to this on Monday morning on July 27th, go up and set up your account, okay? Download your app. Go to your apps, wherever you do it on your phone or your tablet, wherever you're on, okay? If it's Android versus Apple, and download it, set up an account. You can attach it to your Twitter account, or if you are not on social media, and that is fine, you can set up an account with just your phone number. And I would so encourage you to do it, even if you don't have a Facebook account. Why? Because this is going to take you and I to the next level, okay? It is awesome. I was absolutely scared to death to do it, not because I was afraid of being on camera. Ah, no, I don't mind videos. We do videos all the time, right? I mean, come on. No, what I was afraid of was the technology. How was I going to do it? Could my fingers see everything? Could I read the comments that came up so I could chat with you? Well, I did do a lot of chatting because I was sitting in the sun, but it was a lot of fun. You see, that was an obstacle, a barrier that I had to break through. And for a couple weeks now, I've actually been watching other scopes. Those are the videos. That's what you call them, or scopes. And I choose to stay engaged that way instead of doing my own. What was that doing? It was an excuse. It was a phrase. It was a way for me to hold back. Was I exponentially living? Of course I wasn't. And how can I talk to you about it if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I have to live what I'm teaching. I have to live what I'm doing and what I believe. And it takes courage. The secret ingredient is courage, pushing through. And when you push through, that takes aim. You have direction. Don't hold back. Don't be fearful of the unknown. Because you know what? Really what you're fearful of most usually ends up being more like just a gnat on the wall. It's so little, you're like, why did I wait that long? What was I doing? If you're waiting to start a business, if you're waiting to start a blog, then do it. If you say, I want to be a writer, then go write and be a writer. Don't say, I want to author a book. I want to be an author. Go start writing. Then you can say, I'm a writer. Then you can begin to absolutely, you know, put it all together and make it chapters and then figure out as you go how you're going to get it out there. Okay? But go write. If that's your dream and you love to do it, if you're a painter, if you're an artist, go draw. If you're hiding behind the camera and you want to be in front of the camera, I'm telling you, flip it. Flip the camera on you and smile. Courage, I tell you, is the secret ingredient to exponential living. And how do you do that? Is by the kiss. The keep it simple strategy is this. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Don't let those phrases, which turn to excuses, hold you back. And absolutely, when you think about it too, those phrases, the excuses, the triggers, okay? That all adds up to what? The big F word. And no, it's a four-letter word, but not that kind of four-letter word. It's fear. Fear. Don't let yourself add up those exponentially. Take courage and blast it out of there and go take aim. Okay, I love you so very much. I want you to go out and have an incredible day. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll